music now. VOA 1.
Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like the mirror isn't good for your health. Every day I'm trying not to hate myself. But lately it's not hurting like it did before. Maybe I am learning how to love me more. It used to burn, every insult, every word, but it helped me learn, self-worth I had to earn. So I tried every night to sip with sorrow, and eventually it set me free. Have you ever felt like being somebody else? I'd blame the sky when the mess was in my mind.
I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe,
so I sat with sorrow, and eventually it set me free.
Why my girls, they always come through in a sticky situation.
It's new music on VOA 1.
Hey, I thought it was all over.
What's up, Dolce?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since, like, your last EP, All the Places You'll Go.
Oh, wow. It's been a minute, yeah.
I've been getting some calls.
Oh.
People are a little bit worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that I was kind of that outlet for you, so.
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019, nice clean, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wifey. I was so confused, what should Dolce do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the Zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Think he slicked back till I slipped back. Got my lick back, turned it to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah. Okay. Platinum record this, Bible record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in the gang, but I'm always on set. This watch drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what the... I need a cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No. It's a...
No?
It's a natural plant.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
You want to talk about it?
Pills. I like drugs. I like getting money. I like strippers. I like to fuck. I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood. I like doing Hollywood. Snorted Bollywood. What can I say? The works. It feels good. And my self-worth at an all-time low. And just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I own. Whoopsie. Made a oopsie. $100,000 oops made me loopy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Don't want to have to turn a dick of guts into soup.
Whoa. Okay, Dolce. We don't want to revert back into our old ways. So we're going to try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right, we're...
When I breathe, okay. You breathe. All right? Let's go.
Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You pink pony girl, you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Take Gucci belt. We don't got no label. She say she want bottles. She ain't got no table. She don't got no bed frame. She don't got no tables. We just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable. Okay, though. Plug, plug, plug. I'm the plug for her. She wanna pull her hair and hold the door for her. Maybe that's only me. Don't get with me. Maybe okay, okay, though.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth. The money never lies.
For the one, what you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just anybody. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my God, she hit me up all day, get no response. Blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we clad in Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. God forgive me. Don't you ever finesse, and I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bae down for the essence, for the record. Don't you know?
I'm up, make a scene. Party same, no vibe, we can leave. Shotgun, my thighs on the seat.
Thank you. while that it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he has sent my way. But I know the things he gives, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose.
Let's do it. The hits, only the Voice of America.
Mom. up your fingers as if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping one. I'm writing a song, so this is the last one. How many last songs are left? I'm losing count. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping one. Stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping one, two, where are you?
Right here on VOA 1.
It's about to be so damn hard.
out, get out, get out of my head and fall into my arms instead.
So
next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The situation in Yemen continues to deteriorate, warned Ambassador Dorothy Shea, U.S. Deputy Representative to the United Nations.
In recent days, the Houthis have expanded their campaign of detaining innocent Yemenis, targeting more former embassy staff, simply trying to do their jobs. They continue to hold UN diplomatic and NGO staff rounded up over the summer, as well as the crew of the Galaxy Leader, now as de facto hostages for more than a year while conducting armed raids in Sana'a.
The United States believes the time has come to respond to the growing Houthi threat by holding Iran to account for enabling the Houthis' long-range missile attacks on international shipping and on Israel, said Ambassador Shea.
That is why we advocated for reauthorization language requiring the Secretary General's periodic reports to this council include information about the provision of advanced weaponry being used in the increasingly sophisticated attacks. We also must take action to deprive the Houthis of illicit revenues that sustain their attacks and recognize the growing relationship between the Houthis and other terrorist groups like al-Shabaab, including through the use of targeted sanctions.
Additionally, on January 8th, U.S. armed forces conducted multiple precision strikes against two Houthi underground advanced conventional weapon storage facilities, used to conduct attacks against U.S. Navy warships and merchant vessels. Despite what Russia says about these and past actions, the fact is these strikes were consistent with international law and were taken in the exercise of the United States' inherent right to self-defense, said Ambassador Shea. Even as we grapple with Houthi threats, we must not lose sight of the fact that more than half of Yemen's population remains in need of humanitarian assistance, said Ambassador Shea.
So the United States continues to support the work of the UN and our humanitarian partners who are delivering critical health, nutrition, water, sanitation, and hygiene assistance to the people of Yemen. We must collectively do more to support the humanitarian response in Yemen.
Houthi attacks must stop for Yemen to avoid worst-case scenarios, warned Ambassador Shea. The Houthis are the primary impediment to greater international support and are jeopardizing the possibility of peace in Yemen. We must all work together to bring an end to the conflict in Yemen, said Ambassador Shea. But first, the Houthi attacks and detentions must end.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.